July 24th. Jesus says, I have already told you that all the evil which is oppressing you now is a result of the abandonment of my law by individuals and society. The lack of faith, the lack of charity, and the lack of every virtue have one single origin. The deserting of my militia, the Christian militia. As if from a trunk with poisonous roots, certain tendencies, vices, and passions worse than human, demoniacal, have sprung forth. The plant of Christian life is dead in almost all hearts. In many it vegetates with difficulty, in a few it is still flowering, nourished by the juice of life, adorned with sturdy branches. Nor is there reason to hope that things will change. Indeed, they will always head in the worst direction, for, as a forest invaded by parasitic plants, and harmful insects is increasingly stripped of leafy branches and fruits and eventually dies, the same is happening to current society increasingly burned, suffocated, and corroded by 1,000 vicious tendencies and 1,000 sins. The main ones. Hatred, lust, overbearance, deceit. The first ones. The negation of God, doctrines adverse to mine, exaggerated self-worship, egotism, and still others. My word cannot descend, a seed and water of life, and true life, into souls. They are too occupied by other things. Most Christians have rejected Christ, because they have placed themselves, or power, money, and flesh in Christ's place. Those who are less at fault, are always at fault, for they lack true mercy towards their fellows. Who is there who does not curse and blaspheme nowadays? But do not curse and blaspheme, daughter that I love. Leave to your God the task of punishing. Love and have mercy, towards all. Even for those first to blame. They are unfortunates. They are unfortunates. They have ruined all the good they had, by welcoming all Satan's evil. They have exchanged an eternity of glory for an hour of earthly glory. They have sold their souls to Satan for 30 pieces of silver. They cause me disgust and pity. Yes, pity as well, for I am the God of mercy and feel pity for my deviant sons and daughters. Help me to save them from the final sin. How I would like to be able to forgive them. You, daughter that I love, forgive. From your heart, which possesses me and my word, let nothing emerge, but words of peace and forgiveness. I know it is hard for your humanity, but, above it, is the Spirit, and the Spirit is the kingdom of the Lord. Now, how can you have the Lord in yourselves, if your spirits do not have the same passions as their King? And my passions, like my words, are wholly merciful and good. They all have the seal of love, of true love, which is never so entirely love as when it immolates itself for brothers and sisters, and forgives them. He further states, I don't like those who cry out, death to them, after having cried, Hosanna. If those against whom the cry of condemnation is hurled had given you the booty, and the well-being appropriated unjustly which I could not allow them to give you so as not to lead you and them towards perfect pride, you would acclaim them. You would not consider that others would suffer instead of you and that they, like you, are my sons and daughters. Leave it to me to judge, punish, and reward. For yourselves seek only to merit my reward. And be consistent and honest. It is inconsistency, dishonesty, and cowardice to be pitiless towards the defeated whatever their defeat may be, whether it be just as a punishment or painful as the result of undeserved circumstances. It is inconsistency, because it is not aimed at man, but at man's action, I repeat, that you would have approved, even though not good, if it had provided you with gain. And, for the same reason, dishonesty. All of you remember this carefully are in part to blame for the present hour. Those least of all to blame, because they have not committed the sin of worshipping a man, and have not followed him against the law, are to blame for not having prayed day and night for him. The great need the prayer of the small to remain great in goodness. Finally, it is cowardice, because to be pitiless towards those who are no longer powerful, but, rather, are the most unfortunate of all, hated by the world, stricken by God, is a sin equal to those oppressing the weak. These things, inconceivable for the mass, are always the juice of my law, and the fact that my law is followed superficially, and not substantially, is proven by the way the masses rise up against those who have not given you what your selfishness expected.